Welcome to episode 85, The Importance of Digital Marketing. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. I'm here today with Carl Boss, who just joined Movementum Realty as the head of our digital marketing department. I'm going to give Carl a moment to introduce himself. Thanks for joining me today, Carl.
Yeah, no problem, Sean. Yeah, I started in marketing kind of in college. I started running our broadcast for our sports events at UMass Boston. And then shortly after leaving school, I moved down to Austin, Texas, where I kind of pursued a career in videography and video production. So I moved down there and I ended up with a automotive group where I worked for six different dealerships, and I did a lot of our photography and mostly commercial work and any type of video that we needed for our dealerships. And then I ended up moving back up here to Massachusetts, and here we are.
Tell me a little more, Carl, about your experience as far as, I know that there's a big world out there. What level do you take the video? What level do you take the photography? Do you have different people? Do you do the whole thing? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I enjoy doing everything front to back. So when I was doing commercials down in Austin, Texas, I would run the whole process. It started off in this position. It was only me. And then over time it was growing and it became pretty essential to our company. So we ended up hiring on a couple more people, but I did everything from starting up. I would meet with the GMs and go over what car they wanted to use, for example. So say we were doing a Mercedes-Benz C300. The next thing we're going to look at is, who's this going to be marketed to? Usually it's a young professional who wants to be behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz. So after that, I'd go back to our office and I'd storyboard the idea and write the script. And then I'd cast who's going to be in the commercial. And then I'd, you know, film it, edit it, and send it into TV stations. So that's just one example as far as how it goes with video.
Awesome. Very exciting. In reality, nowadays, digital marketing is pretty much everything. We see it from the level of the influencer, which is just a pathetic person hiding behind a camera and being on Instagram, taking pictures next to other people's cars, all the way through real businesses, creating everything from advertisements to just things to entertain. Sometimes it's just about branding. Sometimes it's about the sale, but the reality is digital assets are a big, big deal in the modern day marketplace. And COVID-19, which I hate, actually brought that up to the fastest level. We were already moving towards a level where you needed to have in real estate, say, you had to have the virtual walkthrough, you had to have the digital floor plans, you had to have the photos. And then, of course, everybody just got crazy with this stupid drone thing where you want to see what your house looks like from above in case you get abducted by aliens, I guess. I'm not sure. Make sure there's a landing site for them or something. But in reality, we have all these great tools. And I'm making fun of drone now because it's overused and overabused. Of course, there's certain places where it's nice to show someone they're close by a lake and everything like that. But there's nothing funnier than when a house has nothing to show except for that it's located in the center of the urban jungle and that it's a tiny little house. And when you go up high, it looks like a little teeny tiny dot in the middle of a metro or something like that. So I know the point of it, but the reality is sometimes we get a little carried away with digital marketing in the other direction. But coming up, I think it's going to be more important than ever. That's why I brought Carl onto the team, is I know that when you send things out to production, sometimes you get back not exactly what you asked for, and it's because you have outsourced it and left it to their interpretation versus keeping it in-house. So when a person's just getting started, Carl, like real estate agent, attorney, you know, any of these people working in real estate, where would they start?
I think when you're starting, it's not to go right off the bat and buy all this fancy equipment. You have to sit there and really think about, what is your brand image? You have to think about, what is your marketing budget that you want to spend on these types of things? And that's kind of where you start, is you have to know who your audience is. You figure out what are going to be the things that are going to make your brand look the way you want your brand to look. So that goes from everything to the colors that you want to use, the fonts you want to use. So kind of making those initial steps to figuring out what your idea is. Like for you, Sean, the first day I came in, I saw you had your image board up here. And right when I looked at it, I had an idea of what you see for your brands.
So a lot of you guys probably remember when we were in maybe middle school, high school, could have been hanging out with your friends. I'm not sure that the younger generation will understand it because they didn't have the magazines around. But lots of us know what a dream board or a vision board is. As a company, meeting with digital professionals to start or just starting yourself, like Carl said, it's important to have that vision of where is it going? Because if I take it in words and I say, I want a luxury brand, well, I can name a lot of luxury brands, everyone from somebody like a Rolls Royce all the way over to the opposite end of the spectrum where you're talking about Azimut yachts. And I can tell you the yacht feel is completely different than the luxury car feel. And if you looked at their branding next to each other, two prestigious brands, they would be completely different because they're trying to gear towards their perfect consumer. While some brands may match, lots of them mostly don't. One of the things that I was wanted to say is with this though, you got to remember that you don't want to get the paralysis through analysis, the overanalyzing and not accepting. This answer, if it's not clear to you, you may be on the wrong journey. Like honestly, you might be in the wrong industry because this should be something that it shouldn't really challenge you. You're not looking to create these numbers or goals based on what other people are doing. It's what you want to do, who you want to work with, what your brand represents. Do you have any advice on that, Carl, about like how to stay in your lane towards that and not get overwhelmed with the process of getting started?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people when they first have the idea to go towards marketing, at least what most people I'd imagine would do is look at their competitors and look at what they're doing. And then their initial thought is, okay, we have to mimic them, but you shouldn't do that. You should be thinking on a bigger scale. You think of a company like Rolex or someone like that. It's like you have to figure out what image you want to create for your brand. And I feel like I'm going to keep beating the dead horse here with that, but it's you have to know your brand and what you want to see out of your brand.
Yeah, in real estate, a lot of times we're salespeople, and one of the risks I always explain to my salespeople is attracting the wrong people into your sales funnel. While you'll have a full sales funnel, you'll have a disastrous outcome, and you'll waste a lot of time with people who come in and don't end up buying the product. They're there because your marketing grabbed everybody like a dragnet. But when they get there, it's almost like they feel like they were catfished. They don't feel like they landed where they thought they were going to land. They just followed the ads down the pipeline. Because let's be honest, if you do good with pixels, UTMs, all the other things, you can push people wherever you want them to go. It's just, if you're doing that, are they vanity analytics or are you actually seeing conversion rates? So one of the big things about digital marketing, it can be that you decide, okay, I'm going to use beautiful women, or I'm going to use beautiful cars, or I'm going to use, you know, guys with huge muscles. But then when they get to your gym, there's no guys with huge muscles, or there's no beautiful women, or there's no fast cars in the parking lot. And it's just, you market it to the wrong people. While you think that that might be what you want to attract, a lot of times you're just trying to be mainstream. You're trying to be something that somebody else has already done. And I'm not saying that you can't create whatever you want. I'm saying you can create whatever you want, and it's important to know what you want. So when creating content and working on it, over time, you notice improvements. What are some things, Carl, that you noticed over your career, like some milestone and markers of like where you start to see your stuff progress? Because I know we're saying don't get paralysis through analysis. Get started. Start making some content. So, you know, content improvement. How's it work out?
Yeah, well, even when I look back at the work I used to make 5 years ago, it's just, I laugh at it when I see it now, because it's, you know, you learn all these different tricks. And I mentioned to you, Sean, yesterday, the way you learn all these new things is by studying, by practicing and seeing, kind of looking at what other people are doing out there. So I was telling you yesterday, I kind of always take the first 2 or 3 days of every month to do research and see what the newest trends are in digital marketing and kind of get an idea of where things are going or if any new programs have come out or if they've added any new things that you can use with the tools you already have that you can enhance your game.
Perfect. Yeah, and you know, I always work with agents. As a broker, I have a lot of agents, and we often will say to them, guys, get started in something like Instagram story or Facebook story, where 24 hours later, that piece of content's gone. And guess who's going to see it? Mostly your closest friends and family. They're going to be people that are going to click on it. You need to start embarrassing yourself through video to realize it's not embarrassing. And to realize that, like, hey, we all have eyes, ears, all this, and we see each other like every day. Like, you see these same people you're scared to create a video for at the gym in their worst form, sweaty as can be, all a mess. You see them out at work. You see them, you go to the person's place that they work and they're there making sandwiches for you. They're doing all these things. And then you think of yourself as embarrassed when you make the video. And that's why I advise start in that story format and then take and just slowly say, okay, I'm going to make a 15-second or I'm going to make a 30-second permanent video and put it into other places, like on your actual Facebook wall or on, say, you create a YouTube channel, or maybe it actually goes as an Instagram post or a LinkedIn post or TikTok, which I just can't stand and won't even touch. But you can post it wherever you want, but these 15, 30-second ones, take a subject you know. One of the things I always say to my agents is content is right in front of you. I'm here today at this open house showing this, and this is what's important to look at an open house. How hard is that to create? You know your job. You know your job inside out. When it gets complicated is when you try to invent something that doesn't exist, and then the next thing you know, you're bumbling, you're fumbling, you're talking about something you have no clue about, and the content comes out weird. Talk about the things you know first, and then if you want to get crazy, start inventing content by studying first. But you need to know it inside out, because I can tell you, reading a paragraph and then taking out your microphone and trying to say what somebody else said is going to lead to the worst content ever. It's going to have no tones of voice. The tonality will be completely off. It'll seem weird. You probably won't even understand some of the words you said. Like, you'll understand, you know what the word "the" means and all this, but when they get grouped together in sentences, they create intelligence, and you may not understand that intelligence that you're putting out, and your audience will certainly feel that. Because you know when you stand in front of someone that really knows the subject. We've all been to Best Buy or another place where some TV nerd or whatever comes over and he starts talking and you're like, whoa, I just wanted to know if it was high def. That's it. But it's great to have those people, and we all have that person inside of us. And that's one of the funniest things. And, you know, I'm a big believer in everyone being great and everyone having limitless potential and the education system sucking in this country. And in general, what most people don't understand is, like, there's a guy who got rich off of making a bottle cap, and there's a guy who got rich off of selling real estate. You don't have to be in other people's lane. You have to be in your own lane. And when you do, that power of the universe and the law of attraction, everything will start to come together for you. It's as soon as you go into other people's space that you tend to get in trouble. So for starting up, Kyle, any equipment that you'd suggest would be a good place to start for people?
Yeah, I think when you're getting into this, don't look at it like you have to go out and buy a super expensive camera and stabilizers and everything like this. It's, you know, it can be as simple as just upgrading your phone. And it's kind of, you don't want to get in over your head, because if you really want good content, you can always hire out a freelancer to do the work. But if you want to start by making your own content, yeah, just upgrade your iPhone. It's got a great camera on it. You can just get started there. And then once you start getting, it becomes more natural to you, you can move on and start buying other things, like a handheld stabilizer for your camera. So you can start doing walkthroughs with that and then move your way up. Maybe you want to start using a 360 camera in a house and do walkthroughs with it. There's always start small and build up your equipment as you get better using it and more comfortable.
Guys, this is really important to remember in the aspect of a better camera won't make better content. Better content will buy you a better camera, but the better camera will put you out of business when you don't have good content. You can spend a fortune in digital marketing. You can get everything from a Red camera to whatever. You can get the coolest equipment in the world. You can get rails, you can get stabilizers, you can get all sorts of gyroscopes and really cool stuff. And to most of you listening today, they probably mean nothing, which they should. Because like Carl was just saying, you need to focus on being you and doing your job. So while I'm saying you need to do digital marketing, and it is important, and like I said, it's simple content, and, you know, say like on Zillow, you can upload a thing from your phone that's a walkthrough tour. That's a perfect place to start. That's going to get you the idea, and then you'll watch your first walkthrough tour and go, wow, that really didn't make much sense of the direction I walked in, right? You're going to continue to work your game up, and as you sell houses and they pay, now it's time to start saying, okay, this is beyond me. This is a place where I need to outsource. So as you guys know, because Carl's here on the podcast, I hired Carl because, you know, I've done everything I can do. I'm beyond my scope now. I've pointed my camera at myself. I've created podcasts. I've created videos. I've talked on stage. I've done a lot of that stuff. But I realized I will never have the time to be a broker. I will never have the time to hire if I'm sitting behind trying to learn how to run programs like the Adobe series programs, because it is a job in and of itself. And it's like sometimes almost like a lack of respect for a profession to think that you're going to do the entire profession. Because if you do your job right, you're making money, which pays for their job, which if you're paying attention to ROI, which is return on investment, it's not going to matter how much they charge. Because if you get a great film production from someone like Carl, and now suddenly 10 new buyers come into your pipeline, what does that mean to your bottom line? The $1,000 video for 10 new buyers, would you pay for it? You're damn right you would, because you're going to get a huge return, like 100x or something like that if you paid $1,000 for a video. And that's where we all mess up. We all worry about, will it work out? Oh my God. And it's back to that paralysis through analysis. Just get started, build up the cash flows, start to create the process, trust the system, attract the right people, and you'll continue to grow. So Carl, any last things you want to tell them to initiate the start to get them launching off?
Like I said before, when you're getting started, figure out what your budget is that you want to spend on marketing. Start small and always have a clear brand image. Figure out what it is that you want people to see your brand as.
Excellent. Well, guys, my advice to you is just get started. You know, even if it's a $0 budget, a $0 budget means you're going Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and doing all that. And I can tell you, instead of doing all of them, start with one that you're best at. And then if you decide you're good, start using cross-posting. Stop creating new content for every single one and think about where is your primary. Post it there first and cross-post after. Realize cross-posting can take down the level of the algorithms to the quality of the content, because when you post something on Facebook that you already post on LinkedIn, they know that you did it and they do devalue it. So you want to start with your top one and work your way down. But guys, just get started. Get yourself out there and realize you are beautiful. You are yourself. You're unique and everyone's unique in their own way, and that there's no reason to worry about how great someone else's videos are, how great someone else is, because you're great yourself. And if you just let that greatness happen, you provide every time. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to DM me or anything else that works best for you. You can email me, text me. Make sure to tell your friends and family about it. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast. Check out our website, realfactsonrealestate.com. Make sure to join in on the Facebook group. We have a newsletter as well as a blog, and it's all free information to help you grow your business right away. Get on there, and I look forward to seeing you next week.